This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed civil rights reforms yesterday that eliminate police immunity from prosecution in state courts in response to protests and concerns about police brutality that swept the nation. The legislation has implications for an array of state and local government agencies, from social service agencies to school districts. The bill was backed by an unusual coalition of advocates for policing reforms and social justice causes, including the founders of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream and the conservative-backed nonprofit group Americans for Prosperity. Lujan Grisham signed the bill amid the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin on murder charges in the killing of George Floyd. New Mexico health officials are reporting more progress in getting residents vaccinated as the state continues to lead the nation in vaccine rollout. State Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said yesterday that half of all New Mexicans 16 and older have now received their first shot, and 31% are fully vaccinated. New Mexico on Monday expanded vaccine eligibility to all residents 16 and older. New Mexico National Guard soldiers are operating a vaccine distribution center in Albuquerque to help with that effort. State officials said more vaccine clinics are planned, including a dozen in southern New Mexico. They're also working with healthcare providers to target people who are homebound, noting that about 1,000 doses have been administered to people in that group so far. They said the state's color-coded risk system for counties will likely remain in place at least through late May or early June, depending on spread rates and daily case totals. As of yesterday, 10 of the state's 33 counties remain classified as yellow, meaning there are more restrictions on commercial and day-to-day activities amid higher risk. The vaccine distribution effort will benefit from funding, including from the federal government's most recent pandemic relief package, specifically $20 billion that U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich says will supercharge vaccine distributions nationwide. New Mexico will also get nearly $7 million in grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Heinrich and fellow U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan announced the additional funding yesterday, noting that many communities have taken on unprecedented costs to ensure public health and safety. This is KUNM.